Hello and welcome to the Micro ISV Show. I'm your host, Michael Lehman. Today on the show, I'm talking to Kyle Alons from Kinect Software. Kyle's company produces two products, Visual Build and Ultra Recall. In this interview, we talk about how these products evolved, his thoughts about the deployment of .NET and consumer apps, and how blogging has helped him demonstrate the value of his complex products. So Kyle, can you give our listeners a brief introduction to your company and its products?
Sure. Kinect is a micro ISV. We're located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and we make software, Microsoft Windows software, that helps developers and users be more productive. Our primary developer tool is called Visual Build, and it helps developers take their entire build process and package it up into something that can be automated very easily. And another product that we sell that's for power users in general is a product called Ultra Recall, which is an information management tool that helps you organize all the information that you have in all the various locations and file formats and places in your computer so that you don't lose it when you really need it.
Sounds great. So how many people are in Kinect Software?
It's two of us.
And then how long have you been doing it?
The company has been around since 1999, and it was part-time for a while, but it's been growing pretty steadily, and it's been there have been two people working with the company for the last 3 years, and I'm the founder of the company.
Sounds great. So is Kinect now a full-time business for you, or do you do other work as well as Kinect?
It's full-time. It's been full-time for over 4 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's a tough state to get to.
Yeah. I think we're real fortunate, and maybe it doesn't always... It can be difficult for shareware to get that kind of market penetration, but we've been fortunate.
Well, congratulations on that. So what technologies and tools, first of all, do you target with your Visual Build software?
What markets and tools?
No, what technology do you target? In other words, what Visual Build is set up to help people do builds in Visual Studio, for example, or command line, or what's
okay. All of our products are Windows specific, so it targets Windows developers, and it is optimized or specialized in helping Microsoft Windows developers specifically. Although it is more generic, it can be used for other types of products. But there's a lot of built-in support to work with the Microsoft development tools, all the Visual Studio line, SourceSafe, Visual Studio Team System. And it also allows you to incorporate a lot of other pieces that are typically part of the build process and combine them into one project. And the management of it is graphical. There's a very nice, easy-to-use graphical front end on the whole process, which makes the build procedure much easier to maintain and pass on to other developers and build masters.
Great. Before I came to Microsoft, I was working for a small ISV, not a micro ISV, but I remember I was a director of engineering there, and the build process, I had a guy who was pretty much full-time maintaining build machines and build processes, and we had to deploy to a remote data center, and it was just a complex thing, so it sounds like a very useful piece of software.
Yeah, a lot of people find it saves them a lot of time, and I actually created the program because at the time, back in 98, there wasn't really anything of a graphical nature for doing builds that I could find, and so that's why Visual Build came to be.
Ah, the mother of invention, necessity, huh?
Yes.
So what kind of technology and tools do you use to develop Visual Build and your other software?
It's primarily developed with Visual C++, and there are some other technologies that we use. For instance, Visual Build has a programmable object model, so So parts of it are extended via that, which is can be done in VBScript or JScript or other Windows script languages. But most of the development is in Visual C++. All
right, sounds good. So you mentioned a little bit about, you know, having this need, but what inspired you to actually, you know, form a business and go into software development for yourself?
I guess I always had a little desire to do that, and this product idea gave me the idea that I needed to actually step out and start a business on my own. So the need of the product kind of compelled me to be able to take the first step in actually starting a company.
Sounds good. How long did it take you to build the product?
The first version, I think, probably took about 6 months. And then I continued to work on it in my spare time for a while, continuing to improve it continuously until it became something that could support me in a full-time work. And so the first release, I believe, was about 6 months development.
Sounds good. So since you use Visual C++ and so forth, what do you like? First question is, what do you like most about developing software for Windows?
One thing that I really like about developing for Windows is that there's a large market. Another thing that I like about Microsoft development tools is, again, because they're so widely used, there is a lot of community and information, books, online information about using their tools. And so that's very helpful as you're developing and you need help to be able to search online or have a book that has helpful information to help you in your development process. The products themselves, I think I've found them to be very well developed and written so that you can be effective in your development. And another advantage of the large market share is that a lot of third-party tools are available that can fill in any gaps of libraries, components, tools that you might need in your development process. And from the little bit that I've looked at other platforms for development, I believe Microsoft is head and shoulders above what I've been able to find in other market and other platforms.
All right. Now we'll flip to the other side of the coin. What do you like least about developing for Windows, or what do you wish that we at Microsoft would do to make life easier for you as a developer?
One thing that I would like to see is better visibility and notification about patches and updates to software, and this is more in relation to not specifically to development tools. That's actually gotten a lot better recently with the open beta of Visual Studio 2005 and the online bug database. But if that could be extended or somehow made more visible in the other products like Windows itself and Office and other tools, it would be helpful.
All right. I know that that was a pilot program with Visual Studio to make the bug reporting process more open, I would expect. I don't have any direct knowledge of future plans, but I know that it was considered successful, and so I expect that more of that kind of transparency will be forthcoming in other areas of the company.
And one other one that I don't know that there's a whole lot that can be done about, but I, as an ISV, trying to decide future product directions for the development platform, .NET, of course, is Microsoft's answer, but there are still difficulties with the deployment scenario of .NET in consumer applications. And I guess Microsoft can help some with that by making the framework more ubiquitous, but The problem is 2.0 just came out, and if you want to target that, then you've got this another new version that has to be installed on these box on widespread, or the user has a large download, and there are issues with that, especially for shareware shrink wrap type software.
Right. Well, one of the things that is true is that in the next version of Windows, Windows Vista, the 2.0 framework will be pre-installed. So we understand that that's a and has been a significant challenge for small developers, shareware developers specifically, around building products in .NET. And so that is something that's definitely part of the next version of Windows. So that particular problem will go away as Vista becomes more predominant in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So from a development point of view, in terms of building your products, what would you like to share with the other developers listening as your most difficult development challenge? What was the hardest thing you had to do in building your products?
It typically comes down to a technical issue that is difficult either to debug or reproduce, that there is no good online information to help solve. And it can be maddening to spend a week fixing or implementing one little piece that you expected to take 30 minutes.
Yes.
Because you have to spend so much time doing the research yourself and doing a lot of grunt work to either work around the problem or find a solution. I don't have any specifics that come to mind right now, but there have been several of those, and those can be quite challenging. One thing that has been a benefit to have two developers in the company now is to have another set of eyes when one of those difficult situations arises. A lot of times another person can help think of something that you didn't think of, and you're just looking at it too closely.
Exactly.
And that can have advantages.
Exactly. Well, there's always the classic, it works on my machine.
Yeah.
Scenario. And then the number of times that I've found things that were the solution by simply having somebody to talk to and tell about it, you start talking out loud and you go, oh, that's what it is. So yeah, I really understand that.
Yeah,
that scenario.
Just that can sometimes be enough as well.
Right. So most software developers are not first and foremost business people. What has been the challenges of going into business for yourself? What have you learned that you would have done differently?
One thing that I learned is have a good accountant. They're worth it.
Amen to that.
And I learned that fairly early on, so I'm happy about that.
And in terms of the software that you have now, what's the primary vehicle you use for selling your software?
It is primarily sold online on our website, and we focus on trying to get as much exposure for the website as we can in the marketplace online. We don't have physical delivery of product. We only do electronic. It's just too much hassle to burn CDs and label them and ship them and all that sort of thing. And that we found that hasn't been a problem for customers.
Do you use the shareware business model to try before you buy?
Yes, our products are fully functional in their evaluation version, and then users can basically turn on full functionality after they purchased it after receiving an email from us.
Sounds good. And so who did you pick for your e-commerce provider, and why did you pick them?
We don't actually have an e-commerce provider. We accept credit cards directly. We did at one time use a service called Digibuy, which I think is now owned by Digital River. But they took a pretty good-sized chunk of the sale, and it was much more beneficial for us to just handle them directly. Cut the cost of the transaction by about 75%.
So did you invent your own DRM then, or time bombing, or how do you manage that aspect of the shareware developer's dilemma?
Yeah, that we did buy a third party product, and that implements a copy protection scheme to protect as much as possible against hackers and people that want to bypass paying for the software.
Right.
So it's not foolproof, and we don't do any sort of hardware locking, because I think Microsoft can get away with that because people aren't too concerned about Microsoft going away, but a small ISV doesn't have quite as much leverage that way.
That's certainly true. Do you guys belong to any of the associations like the ASP or anything of that nature?
Yes. We're members of the ASP and the AISIP, and that's about it for shareware or software-related groups that we're members of.
Do you attend the Shareware Industry Conference?
I haven't yet. Last year was actually the first year that we were members.
Uh-huh.
And I'm planning on going this year, but I didn't make it last year.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I'll definitely be there presenting, so I look forward to meeting you there.
Okay.
Sort of in closing here, what would you like to share with your fellow developers? There's potentially, you know, thousands of them listening here. What would be, you know, the piece of advice you'd give to somebody who's thinking about going into business for themselves, or who's got a great idea and wants to do something with it? What wisdom would you like to pass along?
That depends on what their goals are. I guess that would be maybe one thing to decide, is what your goal is. If you have an idea for a product, because there's many different avenues for starting a business and growing a business. My goal was not to grow rapidly and have to grow into a company that has dozens of employees, and that would require a different route to achieve that. But if you have a goal of starting small and growing steadily, it is a possible goal, and we have proved that can be done, and there is a market for software that's well written and that works well and that solves a problem that users have.
Well, that sounds great. Do you guys use any affiliate marketing or any other sort of methodologies besides driving traffic to your website directly?
We do some online advertising, and we try to get on as many download sites and review sites as possible. We actually recently just got Ultra Recall on the Office Marketplace, which we're hoping will be a benefit. And another thing that we've done recently is started blogging and doing some articles that help to share details about our software and how people can use it in practical ways. Because our software, one thing about our software is that it can, both products can do a lot, and trying to boil it down to a one-page description is difficult to do. And a blog is a good way to give more detail about different areas of the functionality.
That sounds good. On your blog, do you also get customers giving you feedback, or is it?
We do get some feedback there. We just started it, so we haven't put up a lot of content yet. We also have a forum that we've maintained for several years now that we get a lot of feedback from customers on, which is really helpful.
All right, Kyle, thank you very much. This is your host, Michael Lehman, and you've been listening to the Micro ISV Show, interview featuring Kyle Alanz from Canuck Software. This is your host, Michael Lehman, and stay tuned next week for another edition of the Micro ISV Show here on Channel 9.